She's a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday. If you're a little freaky, maybe you do something, or maybe you got a friend or just a freaky situation, hey, we like to hear about it. We can even try to help you if that's possible. All you got to do is call us 833-563-2539. You can also DM us. That's a good way to do it. Radio Now, AM show. All right, let's go to the phone this morning and let's say hi to Tucker. Hey, Tucker, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's going on for Freak Show Friday?
What's up, man? Yeah, calling in for Freak Show Friday, but it's not for me. It's for my roommate.
Okay.
Okay, so your roommate's kind of freaky. What are they doing?
Yeah. All right, so I've known him for like 4 years now, but this is the first time we're living together. And so we just moved in like a month ago. All right, so the other day I go in his room to snag a water bottle from him because I was out. And when I'm in there, I open up his mini fridge to get one. And I saw something super weird. The thing is filled with pee. Just the whole thing, the filled with water bottles that are open and just filled with pee.
How do you know it's urine?
Okay, so I open it up. I did a sniff test.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
okay.
I know
that?
What pee looks like, right? But I was like, no way, that's really what I'm looking at. It's pretty messed up. He's always seemed so normal, and then I'm blown away by this.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't asked him about it because I'm scared of what he's going to say. I mean, I'm like, what could you possibly be using it for? Like, please don't tell me you're drinking it.
Not to get too gross, but I know like my brother, when we were younger, Bob, I don't know what he was going through, but he was like disgusting/slothy. And he used to have bottles of pee in his bedroom because he was too lazy to go to the bathroom. Like, is your roommate that like lazy and kind of just doesn't want to do anything? Because that's one thing I could think of that it might be.
Honestly, I did think about that for a minute, but then I'm like, but if it's a laziness thing in the middle of the night, it's easier than going to the bathroom. Why are you getting up and putting it into the fridge and it's stocked with it?
Wait, that is so true. I feel like you would probably just like get rid of those. But I would be scared to confront him because honestly, whatever he says might be worse than whatever you're imagining. Like, it could be way more messed up than what you're even thinking.
Well, what are you thinking? Like, do you have any ideas of what it might be for or what he's doing?
I'm like, are you taking a bath with this stuff? Or are you going to put it in somebody's drink? You know, is he trying to poison me? Like, I thought we were cool. Like,
wait a minute, hold on.
Is he a serial killer?
I'm trying to work this out right now and think of what's going on, Tucker. What if, we just talked about this the other day, a lot of people do say they drink their own stuff for health benefits, which that just sounds gross to me. Also, though, too, didn't we talk about this where they put it on like a washcloth or something? It's good to get rid of acne? I swear we talked about this.
Someone called in and told us that.
Someone called in yesterday and said that.
Whether that's scientifically true or not, I don't know, but if you believe it, or maybe, I mean, okay, for example, Tucker, does your roommate have or did he have acne?
Just like, you know, the occasional adult zits.
Okay.
It's like, but use soap, dude.
Right.
You know?
What if this is better than soap? I wouldn't want to find out, but maybe it is.
I remember the lady yesterday said it has to be your first go of the morning. It has to be that one. And his acne cleared up like crazy.
Maybe
is what
that
she
is because usually overnight you got a lot. You know, you can fill a bottle up, no problem.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that
I
is.
I didn't sign up for this. You know, like I didn't. He didn't disclose this.
Right.
When we were moving in.
But to be fair, though, it is gross. But this is not actually your fridge. It's his mini fridge in his room. Which I mean, if he ever found out, first of all, that you went into his room, that's probably going to be a problem.
But wouldn't it be like uncomforting, like knowing that you're living with someone who like could possibly be a freak? You know,
it is.
I get it.
I'm not liking it.
Yeah, but everybody's a freak, though. Liv, I'm sure you got some freaky stuff you do.
Not pee in a fridge. Not that freaky.
I had to do that a month ago. Remember when I had to do my urine test for the health benefit thing?
Oh, yeah. He had to do a whole jug, like a gallon.
And I had to put it in the refrigerator.
And he brought it into the studio. That was gross.
That's true, but you told us. I'm sure if his roommate had any health concerns, he would disclose it with his roommate and his friend.
True. Well, and mine was in a huge brown jug.
All right, Tucker, this might be a situation where we don't get any calls because I don't know what's going on here. But if you can hang on, 833-563-2539. I'll certainly see if anybody will call us, 833-563-2539. What do you think's going on here with Tucker's roommate? Should he say anything? Should he keep quiet? I mean, what are you telling him to do, Liv?
Move out. Break your lease and get out of there.
All right, Tucker, hang on, man. We're going to talk to you and everybody else next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show for Freak Show Friday. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Tucker and trying to get him some help at 833-563-2539. And Tucker, just to recap right here, you called in because you found bottles and bottles, not just one, but multiple bottles of pee in your roommate's mini fridge, which you should not have been going in there, but I guess he was looking for some water. And now we're kind of wondering what the heck's going on. What would you tell Tucker to do if you found yourself in the situation? Liv, the web girl, said, move out, bro.
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Out. All right, Tucker, let's see if we can get you some help this morning. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, what's going on, Ryan? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm not thirsty anymore for orange juice, but other than that, I'm good. What do you think's going on here with Tucker's roommate?
Well, I have two theories. Number one's a little outlandish, but there's a rumor that Nolan rocks the pee on his hand every night before bed because it made his calluses tougher.
Oh, yeah, Nolan Ryan, the baseball player.
That's correct.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. He threw like 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
Ooh, that might help me for my rec softball league. I'll have to think about
that.
Okay.
No,
that
is not worth it. I'd rather have calluses.
I played a little baseball, too. I tried it one night where I peed on my hand before I went to bed, and I lasted maybe 2 minutes. I went and washed them off. It was too gross.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I can't believe you even peed on your hand
that
in the
is,
first
no.
place.
So
you can use pickle juice. It does the same thing. I opted for pickle juice.
So,
there you go.
Wait, we got Tucker. Tucker, is your roommate a pitcher? Does he play baseball?
No. I mean,
what about rec softball?
No. I think he did a little as a kid, but there's no way. And, like, why would he need, like you said, like multiple bottles of urine?
Hmm. Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
So, Ryan, what was your second theory?
My second theory, maybe Tucker's roommate is a straight-laced guy. He's got some buddies who like to party, and maybe he's selling his urine for piss. You never know.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I've been watching Euphoria, which is about teenagers with drugs, and that happens.
Is that even possible, though, that you could actually, like, make that work? I don't know how. Like, I've heard of things called, like, the Wizinator, so I guess people could have it. Cause
what's a Wizinator?
It's like, it looks like a fake wiener, and, like, you put...
What?
Google it right now, Wizinator, for real.
Okay.
Hey, wait, we need to stop.
What? Well, we can't talk about this?
No, something crazy. You got to, well, I don't know, maybe you could keep talking to Tucker, but we got someone on the phone that you got to put on.
Okay, let's see here. Go hit that button. Hey, good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who is this?
Hey, man, it's Sean. I hear you talking about me.
Oh, man.
I mean, you called the radio station in a city we both live in. You didn't think I'd hear you?
Wait, hold on. Sean, do you know Tucker?
Yeah, I'm the roommate.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
All right, clear things up here, because this is awkward, Sean.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for airing it on the radio. I kind of wish you'd just come to me first, and you could have just asked me. But if you have to know, I'm, like, super broke right now, and... I have a lot to pay in student loans, and I don't want to be in debt forever, so I am selling my pee on the internet.
Wow.
What?
I didn't even realize that was a thing. Now people were speculating that maybe you did it for people that play baseball so they can keep those calluses strong. I mean, is that what it's for, or what are you hawking this stuff for?
No, I don't think even I could stomach that.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those lucky people that I don't do drugs, so my pee is totally clean, and I'm just selling it on eBay for people to do pee tests with.
Oh my gosh, that is genius.
You know what? That makes sense, because we just were talking a story the other day about a dummy of the day. This guy in, like, an international basketball league, he passed a drug test, but they said, hey, by the way, you're pregnant, because he used his girlfriend's stuff. So, man, your stuff your stuff must be like prime. You know, people need to get it.
Yeah, that will never happen with with my pee. That's my guarantee.
Now, what if I want to do this to make some money? Should I do this?
Oh, yeah. It's insanely easy.
Is it helping, though? Are you actually able to pay some bills? Are you actually getting people that want to buy this? Do you have, I guess, customers?
I do. It's been a little slower than my output currently. it's something, and it's pretty good.
I have to know, Tucker, wait, how do you feel about this now? Are you still freaked out?
I feel super bad. Bro, that is genius.
Good.
I had no idea, but I'm really relieved because I was automatically thinking the worst.
Wait a minute. What if you guys, okay, idea time, what if you guys went into business together?
Yeah, I could do that. I could stop smoking the occasional weed. I could get in.
No,
on
okay.
Oh my
Tucker
God.
Tucker is a liability.
If Tucker has a drug test coming up anytime soon, it looks like he's got the hookup right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but okay, oh Tucker, gosh. Sean, do not do business with Tucker. He is not going to like remember to not smoke, and there's going to be some tainted stuff out there.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I can't monitor a bunch of other people.
Come on, man. No, all right, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
But, okay. Just think about it. Let me put a little idea in your head. We could get, right, like, that big TV that was at Tom's house, something like that.
God, if you guys like make enough stoner. Money.
There you go.
Okay, well, if you guys ever have roommate trauma again, please call us, because I can't even imagine the lives that you two live.
I know. All right, well, hey, Tucker, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. Sean, thanks also for calling in. That one took an unexpected turn. I was certainly not expecting that one at all. But hey, you know what? They got a little business going right there.
Yeah, and we are going to go pee into some bottles. We'll be back.
Yes.
I don't trust anything you guys are producing over there.